is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I appreciate you for being here. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hope you had a tremendous Thursday. We got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. The New York Jets, today they officially announced that they are saying goodbye to Aaron Rodgers. We knew this was going to be the case with Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets made it official today. Crazy rumor in the world of the NFL. The Steelers want Trevor Lawrence? What? I know the Jacksonville Jaguars are dumb, but are they really that stupid? Nick Sirianni getting some extra pats on the back. Good for him. Hope he's having a nice dinner tonight in Philadelphia. The parade is tomorrow for the Eagles. No parade for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it appears that the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a deadline for Travis Kelce to make up his mind on what he wants to do. We have some guests that are going to come through and join us later on in the show to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they should do at the quarterback position. We're going to be joined by Andrew Filippone from 93.7 A Fan in Pittsburgh. Should they go for a Lawrence? Should they keep a Fields? Should they keep Russell Wilson? We'll have that conversation with Andrew Filippone later on in the show. And then next hour, to take a look at everything going on in the world of sports, it's time to have a chat with a former Denver Bronco, someone that you could hear on CBS and Westwood One. He's a Super Bowl champ. Former offensive lineman. He went to Notre Dame. Ryan Harris is going to join us next hour. So we got a lot to get into. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. As I told you, I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. Hickey, how are you on this Thursday, one day closer to the weekend?
Doing well. Yeah, I was a little worried what this week was going to look like just because right after the Super Bowl, right, you kind of have that, you know, that glow of it, but then it kind of fades away. NBA All-Star Weekend is here, so it's kind of like, oh boy, what are we going to talk about this week? And so far, it's been a fast week. There's been a lot to talk about. I think it's been intriguing. So I'm doing well on this Thursday.
That's good. And you talk about something to talk about or discuss. I don't know. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the show, phone lines are open. Internet is open. We know everybody likes to express their opinion, and people typically do. You can call us up. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on X and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, all of these places. You can go ahead and find me. Something to talk about. Earlier today, I don't know if, you know, people were bored. But there's a gentleman by the name of Ryan Burr. He put out a tweet that garnered a lot of attention earlier today. Ryan Burr, his biography or bio online basically says that he covers Big Ten basketball. He put out a message and he said that the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that got their asses whooped again by the Ravens, the team that had Mike Tomlin to have another winning season, and now the Steeler fans are mad at Mike Tomlin. The team that has to figure out who they want at quarterback. Is it Justin Fields? Is it Russell Wilson? Yeah, those Pittsburgh Steelers. The team that's kind of stuck in the middle. The Steelers are stuck in mediocrity. Ryan Burr tweeted out that Omar Khan, the general manager of the Steelers, made a call to the Jacksonville Jaguars and basically said, can we have Trevor Lawrence? This is according to Ryan Burr. He said that someone in the Jacksonville Jaguars organization basically told him this. He said straight from a source in the Jaguars organization. Why in the hell would the Jacksonville Jaguars give up Trevor Lawrence? And somebody help me out here. I get it. Trevor Lawrence is dealing with a shoulder issue. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he's been to the postseason once. He won a game, and then he got beat up by the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand that. The Jacksonville Jaguars are paying Trevor Lawrence $55 million a year. And they have a new head coach in Liam Cohen. The Jacksonville Jaguars, by the way, they have a head coach in Liam Cohen because they fired their GM in Trent Baalke. They don't have a GM right now. And so the idea that the Pittsburgh Steelers would desire Trevor Lawrence is nothing crazy outside of we're going to swallow $55 million in salary on a quarterback who's hurt. But it's even nuttier to think about this from a Jacksonville Jaguars perspective. You know what? It was only, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, that we heard from their brand new head coach, Liam Cohen. In his introductory press conference, he basically said, we're going to build the damn team around Trevor Lawrence. Listen to this.
How do we make Trevor Lawrence in this offense as dynamic and explosive as we can be? Right, we've got to build it around him as well, right? We've got to make every part of this about improvement, and he will be a part of that process. He's earned that right. I cannot respect his toughness and mentality and work ethic more than I do already from afar, and this will all be about Trevor right now.
But they're going to who's going to trade him? Like, I don't know, is Shad Khan going to be the guy who trades Trevor Lawrence? This is absolutely ridiculous. It would make all the sense in the world outside of financial for the Steelers to say, yeah, we want Trevor Lawrence. And I will repeat this again. The Jacksonville Jaguars are stupid, but I don't think they're that dumb to get rid of Trevor Lawrence. I don't care if they went 4-13 last year. I don't care if Trevor Lawrence has a busted up shoulder. We all know he's owed $55 million. How the Steelers could absorb that, I have no idea. And yeah, the Jaguars have made plenty of mistakes. There was that guy in their front office who stole $20 million and went gambling with it. These Jacksonville Jaguars, they are the same organization that gave Urban Meyer a contract and let him have free reign. How did that end up? Yeah, it ended up with Urban Meyer hanging out with a blonde that's not his wife at a bar after a game. Sorry. The Jacksonville Jaguars are dumb, but they'd be ridiculous to move Trevor Lawrence. The Steelers have to go ahead and find their QB, but it's not going to be Trevor Lawrence. I'm sure he got a nice laugh out of this today, and at least the laugh didn't come from his own damn organization. Earlier today, right here on the Infinity Sports Network, Tom Pelissero covers all things NFL. He was sitting down with Rich Eisen, and he basically said this story is a load of crap.
What about the tweet that caused Trevor Lawrence to trend this very morning?
Yeah, that was fake.
That was fake?
Fake.
What do you mean?
The Steelers never called on Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence isn't getting traded for any number of reasons. I don't even know who you would call. They don't have a GM right now. You think the interim GM is going to be able to trade the franchise quarterback? No, there's nothing there. They didn't call. It's fake.
Wow. Hickey, what is this? Is this media on media violence? Not really, because this guy, Ryan Burr, he never responded.
Yeah, Tom Pelissero went full blown there just by just crushing the report. I believe the Steelers called.
Oh, wow.
I think you'd be dumb not to.
Wow.
This is an organization in turmoil. Like you just mentioned, this is the same organization that was buddy-buddy with Trent Baalke, then an hour later fired him, had an employee steal $22 million right underneath their nose. You don't know how stupid they are until you ask.
You think that there's a possibility that you could treat the Jacksonville Jaguars like the Dallas Mavericks?
You don't know till you ask, right? There's always one sucker out there.
Well, so you know what? I reverse that. Because the Dallas Mavericks are stupid. They tried to get rid of Luka Doncic.
Right.
You know, I mean, in this scenario, the Jacksonville Jaguars would be trying to get rid of Trevor Lawrence. And I don't see that. I find it difficult to think I'm going to take on a QB that's owed $55 million. Like, if I'm the Steelers, they are like the model of consistency. They don't necessarily, you know, jump feet first into free agency. They don't make these gigantic splashes. They try to get guys out of the draft. To think that they would just throw away draft picks at the Jaguars to get Trevor Lawrence in. How are you going to get him help? How are you going to find people for him to throw the ball to? We know that they like to run the football. And I got to be honest. When I think about Trevor Lawrence, and this is not to deride anybody coming out of the South, in his case, the ACC. But I think about him and I go, he belongs in the Southeast. He belongs in the Southeast. He belongs out West. When I think about Trevor Lawrence, I don't think about a QB going up and playing in the AFC North. I don't think about a dude playing in the snow and gritting and grinding, being ripped apart. I don't think about Trevor Lawrence and just go, man, that's some smash mouth football there. I see him as a guy throwing a football around in Florida. I see him as a guy coming out of here in Cartersville in Georgia. I see a guy who can play in California, can play inside, play in a dome. Maybe it's the long hair. I don't know. Trevor Lawrence playing in the AFC North. He don't sound like that type of guy. He doesn't come across that type of guy. Comes across to me as someone who needs to be in a controlled environment where he can go out and throw the football. Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they got some choices to make. Where do you get your quarterback from? Was he on the team last year? But trading for a guy? Have we seen this yet? We've seen the quarterback market explode over the past several years. We can expect Josh Allen to get a pay raise. We got Dak Prescott. We talked about some of the worst contracts in sports today. We had that conversation last night. Somebody called up and said, Dak's contract is the worst. This guy's getting 60 mil and he's always getting hurt. $60 million, $50 million. Jalen Hurts is making 51 and 55. We got the top quarterbacks making 50 plus million dollars a year. Have we seen one of those guys move yet? If I'm the Steelers, I want to reset. I want to plug a hole and figure out the long-term option. I don't want to trade for him. The Steelers are just as conservative can be. The Steelers are so conservative, the fans can't stand it. They can't stand the consistency. They can't stand the winning seasons. They need more, as most teams do. When you're used to having something good, what do you typically want? You want more. Reaching for Trevor Lawrence seems like much. I know the Jacksonville Jaguars have been robbed quite a bit. Their own employees, coaches, I can go on and on. I don't know if the Steelers could even get that one over on them. That one, that'd be tough. Hickey, have we had? We haven't had one of these quarterbacks traded, right? No. You guys are making so much money.
It's a lot of money to move. You are right about that. I would also agree with the fact that Trevor Lawrence needs help, right? Like, there are two kinds of quarterbacks, either the guys that elevate those around him or those that need help to elevate their own game. I'd say Trevor Lawrence is in the latter category, and you're right. With the money, the draft picks you have to give up to get him, and right now the current state of the Steelers roster, it will be tough to add the proper help Trevor Lawrence would need around him in order to win the division and win multiple playoff games.
Could you see him playing in the AFC North? I could see him sitting on a heater. Like, I could see him in a game sitting. I'm being honest. Have you ever, and I know it's not like the Jacksonville Jaguars have ever been worth a damn enough to, you know, really hone in on their games. He's never played a meaningful game, like, outside. Fair?
He did play in Kansas City 2 years ago. In the playoffs. That was cold.
One.
So they played one.
Yeah, the play. You talking about that playoff game?
Yes, after the epic comeback they had against the Chargers.
Yeah, the choke job. Yeah,
right. The next game was in Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Close game, but the offense did not exactly play great. He's played one game in his career, and I don't even know if that day was like that cold compared to what it could be.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about if he played in Pittsburgh. Like, he's never played a game. He's never played a stretch of games. He's never been on a path where he has to run around in the snow 1 week, and then it's cold the next week, and then his hair is frozen the next week. He'd probably cut his hair, and I don't know what the hell he'd do. He's just, I don't find him to be a QB, especially given all of his injuries. I don't see him playing. I know the Browns got the issues, but I don't see him playing against the Browns. I'm going to see Trevor Lawrence playing against the Ravens. I don't see that. If he goes to the Steelers, I mean, well, I think that's fantasy land. The Jaguars would be just as dumb as the Mavs, and I don't know if anybody is that stupid. Let's see what happens. Tom Pelissero said, you're fake. Man, I wonder how that reporter feels. Probably doesn't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you later on in the show, you know, let's go to Pittsburgh. We will have a conversation with Andrew Filippone. He's on 93.7 The Fan. We'll get his thoughts. Is this a reality? You know, would he be an advocate for bringing in Trevor Lawrence? And who should the Steelers actually bring in at quarterback? Or should they keep one of the two guys that they had last year between Russell Wilson and then also Justin Fields? You know what? We'll have this conversation as well next hour, as we'll be joined by a former Denver Bronco and Super Bowl champ in Ryan Harris. He's going to come through on behalf of CBS, Westwood One, and himself, because Ryan is a busy, busy man. If you want to call up and be a part of the show, you can do that too. The phone lines are here and they are open. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What do you think the Steelers should do at the quarterback position? You got a thought? Feel free to call. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, in addition to that, we're going to talk about someone who has a decision to make as well. We heard from Travis Kelce yesterday, but apparently the Kansas City Chiefs, they have an idea of what they want from him when it comes down to whether or not he's going to retire. And they gave him a timeline. He has to give him an answer. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. We are just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Earlier today, we got a rumor that the Pittsburgh Steelers reached out to the Jacksonville Jaguars and inquired about trading for Trevor Lawrence. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network says, that's not true. And it just sounds, I can't even say it's too good to be true. It just sounds ridiculous. We've seen a dumb trade pointing at you, Dallas Mavericks, but even the Jacksonville Jaguars can't be that dumb. They can't be that stupid. And then the Steelers, they want to trade for a guy who has a busted up shoulder, injury issues, and we're going to think that him playing up in Pittsburgh, all of a sudden he's going to be healthy? Yeah, bodies don't feel better when they play in the cold. Leave Trevor Lawrence where he is, collecting his $55 million in Northeast Florida, out by the swamp. Just count his money. Good for him. And good for Liam Cohen. He said that we're going to build a whole team around Trevor Lawrence. Okay, good luck. I've heard that one before. Let me know when the Jacksonville Jaguars get closer to a championship and not closer to being robbed again, literally and figuratively. Anyway, speaking of getting closer, today is February 14th. Oh, man, that sucks for a lot of people. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Hick, you got plans? You got anything planned for tomorrow? You going to be here with me for Valentine's, huh?
That's right. No rather way I spend V-Day.
Look at that. How exciting. Me as well. People all over the country spending that money.
Yeah, the ultimate Hallmark holiday, huh?
It's a great hustle. Isn't it too close to the holidays? Should we like back Valentine's Day up just a little bit? Is it possible?
To like March?
I don't know. I just feel like I blinked and it was just a holiday. I feel like yesterday was New Year's and the day before that was Christmas. And like people just spent all their money. Now they got to spend more to tell somebody they love them? Come on.
I mean, think about it, right? Next month we have St. Patrick's Day and March Madness. April, you have Easter for those that celebrate. March, or I should say May, excuse me, Mother's Day, June, Father's Day, July 4th. Like, there's really not much time in the calendar to move it. Unless you want to just eliminate it, which I'm down for.
Why don't we just combine Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day?
No. What?
Yeah, just combine it. Just combine it. Red, little bit of red.
Why would you ruin so many people's St. Patrick's Day?
A little bit of red, a little bit of green. Because if you drink, you can forget about your partner anyway.
Sure. Yeah, touche.
I'm just saying.
But that's an excuse to get out, get drunk early, get drunk often, wear green the entire month, spend your weekends outside of parades. And you want to take one of those days away to be inside at an overpriced dinner?
Nah.
The chocolates that are 10 times too pricey?
That's the Valentine's Day. It's the same thing. No. Just go out, have a meal, and party. Done. Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's, same thing.
Hard disagree.
Okay. All right. Well, my point is this day is too damn close to the holidays.
And then you eliminate it. Just cut it from the calendar. Sorry, Hallmark.
Just get rid of Valentine's Day.
No cards, no flowers, no chocolates. Your time, your reign on this day is over.
Now, we have to look into the origins of Valentine's Day. What is this? Some St. Valentine did something, right? I don't know.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'll look it up. I'll look it up. But tomorrow, as we know, is February 14th. Falls on a Friday. People all over the damn place will be making arrangements and going on dates. And then, Hickey, how about this? By the time we get to Sunday and Monday, relationships will be ending.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, well, it's like every holiday, right? The holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day. There's so many expectations and gifts and all of this stuff. And then by the time the holidays are over, it's like, man, I hate your guts. I hate you. And just all types of things bubble up. And then it's just like, okay, it's over.
How come there aren't more holidays for guys?
Like what? None?
Like any, to your point, right? If there's a relationship that goes sour this weekend because of V-Day, it's most likely because
it's the guy's fault.
Right.
You didn't do enough. You don't love me. You don't care about me. How come you didn't get me this? Or my friend's friend got this, but you didn't do nothing. You never do nothing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. You love me one dinner's worth when Susie and her husband went out five times this whole week. Like, right.
Yeah. Well, you go hang out with Susie and her husband then. Get out of here.
Why isn't there any like days where the pressure's on the girl? Outside of like a birthday, even still, I feel like guys are more low-key about birthdays, so there's really no pressure. How come there's no reverse pressure on another day? Why can't we set the standard?
The expectation is for men to provide. Isn't that how it is?
Right, but one day a year wouldn't kill the other side to just have expectation and feel the pressure, no?
I guess Father's Day, if you're a father. And even that day is just like, all right, one day, all right, who cares? Hickey, screw all the days. I'd rather be treated nice every day of the week. Okay?
I agree.
I do not need no stinking day. I just be nice every day and I'm good. That's it.
You shouldn't need a holiday to prove how much you love somebody.
Yeah. And typically, Hickey, most people who say what we just said, they go, oh, well, you're a bum. Look at what Bob did over there. Bob got 50 million roses and he did this and it's just an extra way to, hey man, well screw it. Then go hang out with Bob.
I agree.
Go hang out with Bob since Bob is so awesome. And Hickey, a lot of these people do these amazing things for one day and their asses every other day. Come on now.
I was just going to say, usually they go all out because they're pretty bad guys in between. Yeah, or they have a lot of making up to do.
Oh yeah, come on now. Call a spade a spade. Well, how about this? A month from tomorrow, a month from Valentine's Day, the Kansas City Chiefs have a massive expectation from Travis Kelce. And we talked about it yesterday. Travis Kelce sat around on his podcast. And he basically said, listen, people, I don't know if I'm going to be back. And I plan on taking my sweet time. I'm kicking the can on down the road as to whether or not I want to continue my career. Okay, fine. 35 years old. He'll be 36 years old later on this year. Man is a multiple-time Super Bowl champion. He's dating Taylor Swift. He's living the life. He's hosting television shows. He could quit tomorrow and life would presumably be good. But football doesn't last forever. And while he is still able-bodied to go out there and play football at a high level and not be further destroyed, he should probably take advantage of the game and then leave. You know, and he's not dumb. Everything that he's accomplished, I mean, would he be in this spot if Alex Smith was still his quarterback? I don't know about that. I want you to listen to this. This is from Sunday during the Super Bowl. NFL Films caught this. And Travis Kelce, he's just telling Patrick Mahomes, man, I wouldn't even have this type of career if it wasn't for you.
Love you, brother.
You know that. I owe you a lot.
I owe you a lot. That's sweet. Even got the piano music in the background for Valentine's Day. Shout outs to NFL Films. Knows how to make everything dramatic. Well, what do the Chiefs want out of this? They don't want to kick the can down the road. Travis Kelce has basically a month to make up his mind as to whether or not he wants to continue playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, February 14th. He has till March 14th to tell the Kansas City Chiefs whether he is staying or going, leaving, retiring, coming, going. They need to know something. So the new league year starts March 12th. The Chiefs want to know by March 14th. And Travis Kelce, he is owed almost $12 million if he's on the team March 15th. Have you noticed the correlation? They want to know the day before whether or not they're going to have to pay this man. They're going to have the accountants and accounts payable. They're going to have them standing by whether or not to hit that button on a direct deposit. Hickey, I'm guessing he takes direct deposit, right?
Oh, definitely.
$12 million? If you got $12 million direct deposited into your account tomorrow, would I hear from you again?
Oh, you would. Yes, you would.
Okay, that's nice.
I'd tell you about it.
Okay, nice. Hey, JR, I just woke up this morning. I just got $12 million in my account. Great.
Now, and also follow that up with, I probably won't be at work later today, but.
Right. I was going to say, I was going to be like, who did you rob?
Wow. Who did you kidnap? Who are you holding hostage? Who's in your basement? You know, a lot of fair questions.
Yeah, you got the, I can't ask you about, you've seen Rush Hour, right? Come on, Hickey.
I have not.
No. Oh, my God.
I know the premise. Somewhat.
I was going to say, who do you think you got? Chelsea Clinton? But you wouldn't get the joke.
I would not.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry.
You know, Rush Hour, the first movie, they kidnapped the politician's daughter. You know that much, right?
Jackie Chan, right?
No, Jackie Chan was the security guy to go get him back.
Right. But, sorry. He was in the movie. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker
was talking to the guy who stole a little girl, and he said to her, he's like, hey, you think you got Chelsea Clinton? You asked me for so much money. But anyway, and a spoiler for Rush Hour, they got the little girl back.
I'll have to watch it now.
Yeah, what a spoiler, right?
Cross that off the list. Wow, I'm shocked.
Has a little girl ever been kidnapped in a movie and not lived?
Well, there's like 10 Rush Hours, so I figure maybe they drag it out to movie two or three.
It's not 10 Rush Hours. There's only like three of them.
Only three. Okay, I've heard this is. I was thinking of Tokyo Drift. What is that?
No. I don't know what those movies are. I don't know. Fast and Furious.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
So totally different. But the fact is, the little girl was returned in Rush Hour, and even Travis Kelce's teammates think that he's going to return. Listen to Charles Omenihu, who plays on a defensive line. He was on the facility. And he started to talk about why he believes Travis Kelce will return. Listen.
We, whole organization, we can't go out like that. You know, like, he's a Hall of Famer from the moment he says I'm done, right? So, but I think Trav has a lot left. I think Trav is an extreme competitor. I think he's somebody that loves the game. And I think in the story career that he's had, going out like that, in my opinion, wouldn't be something that he would do. So I believe that he'll be back. I believe that he'll give it one more go.
Yeah, I believe so, too. And if I got $12 million looking me in the face and I have an option as to whether or not I get it or not, I'm taking that money. Either that or his girlfriend is just giving him $12 million a day. And in that case, just take the money and don't work another day in your life. I think Travis Kelce will come back. Who wants to go out a loser like they did? Getting smashed. Nobody wants that memory. I think after about a month's time, it'll sit on him and then he'll be ready to come back and get that 12 mil. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, Travis Kelce, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going, retiring, staying. He has no idea, reportedly. We're going to hear from someone who was introduced today as a head coach. Kellen Moore is saying hello to everybody down in Louisiana as the new coach of the Saints. We'll hear what he had to say at his introductory press conference.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Man, I need to get back to Oregon. Been about 3 years. I think I'm due. Oh, man, the beer up there is absolutely amazing. A shout out to all my people hanging out in Oregon. Shout out to my people in Portland. And shout outs to the Ducks. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And shout outs to everybody. We got a Houston bed playing in the background right now. Paul Wall. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs. They absolutely want to know what he's going to do in about a month's time. March 14th is his deadline. Are you in or are you out? By the time we get to March 15th, Travis Kelce is owed about $12 million if he's still on the team. It seems like an easy decision if you're me, but I'm not dating a billionaire. I don't know what his allowance looks like. Now, having said that, today, no deadline needed for this. Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl on Sunday. Their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, was introduced as the newest head coach of the New Orleans Saints. The team that just went 5-12, they got rid of Dennis Allen. And I got to take a deep sigh before I say this. They still have Derek Carr, who only was able to play 10 games, who was 5-5, who has 2 years remaining on his contract. That was initially 4 years, $150 million. The same Derek Carr, I might as well remind you, who basically said, I'm not trying to get no money back. I'm not trying to readjust my contract. Like, yeah, we can talk about shuffling cash around, but I'm not taking less money. Derek Carr said that. And so if you think about the Saints, the offense was pathetic. They were ranked 24th in scoring last year. Think about all those seasons with Drew Brees. They're still waiting to find his replacement. Offense just lit it up. Their defense was ranked 19th. Yeah, the Saints have their work cut out for them. Kellen Moore has his work cut out for him. And sure, it was the last job opportunity open in the NFL. But Kellen Moore, he explained why he chose the Saints.
It became very clear what made this organization really special, and it was the leadership. Each interaction grew more and more confident in the opportunity that this presented. The opportunity to team up with Mickey Loomis, one of the winningest general managers in the National Football League history, was a perfect opportunity for myself. Can't wait to get started. Really, really excited about this opportunity. I'm so thankful for it.
Oh, he got that coach speak down pat. Hickey, a lot of the ex-NFL players who end up coaching, they all have the same cadence when they speak. Have you noticed that?
Kind of like quick but controlled, a little bit upbeat. Yeah, I agree. I like that.
Yeah, there's a staccato and a beat to when coaches talk. I'm happy to be here, and this is what we do. We're going to show up and play defense, and then we're going to play offense, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm going to work with my quarterback, and working with the quarterback is the best thing that we need to do. Like, there's a specific cadence when it comes down to coaches. And Kellen Moore, if you need to be reminded, he is somebody who played basically a backup in his career, playing for the Lions, playing for the Cowboys before he was their offensive coordinator alongside Mike McCarthy. But here's a big question. Kellen Moore used to be a quarterback. Kellen Moore just worked with the Super Bowl MVP. Now he's going to be working with Derek Carr. Kellen, Are you going to be working with Derek Carr, or are you going to try to force him out?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process.
And shout outs to all the Bulldogs out there, Fresno State Bulldogs. And that's a cool Hickey. Now, that's a cool logo. That's a cool dog logo. Not like them purple and silver JMU people.
Damn.
I'm saying.
Well, they're the Dukes, you know, like that's.
Oh, come on.
The Duke's a little less intimidating than a Bulldog.
He's a Duke. He's not a Bulldog. Is that what is he?
Who?
JMU. He's a Duke.
Yeah.
He's not
JMU
a dog.
Dukes.
He's not a dog.
Well, I think he is a dog. I could not tell you what is a Duke more like a Great Dane? I don't know.
I don't know. However, the Bulldog was not chosen to represent the Dukes until 1972. He's a Bulldog.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'll take it back.
Duke Dog.
I would agree. The Fresno State Bulldog, the Georgia Bulldog, much mightier, much scarier than the JMU alleged Bulldog.
He's running around with a crown on his head.
How tough can you be? Who's scared of that?
Yeah, he's getting fed grapes and sitting on pillows. He's a punk ass. It's okay.
Yeah, Ugga's out there in the heat sweating.
Yeah,
I don't think Duke is.
No, he's not. Ugga has air conditioning. He has a palace. Likely. And shout outs to the Fresno State Bulldogs. Now, we just heard Kellen Moore. That man is lying through his teeth. If I'm him, I want a fresh start. We all know, come on. The reality is, Derek Carr is not going to be their starting quarterback whenever they're good again. The Saints need to rip that team down to the studs. Alvin Kamara has a contract. They need to start from scratch. There's a reason that Sean Payton said, all right, I'm out. I'm leaving. Sean Payton packed up his bags and said, Drew Brees is not here. I'm gone. I'm not doing this crap. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else figure it out. Derek Carr needs to join the list of free agent quarterbacks thinking about their next destination. But I believe he's going to be a part of the team this upcoming season. And the Saints, if I'm them, I'm thinking about next year's draft. People don't want to say this. People do not want to admit this. I know they just held the Super Bowl down in New Orleans. The Superdome is recently renovated. You want to fill that place up. Nothing like watching a football game, a Saints game down in New Orleans. There's nothing like it. But they got to quiet that place down for a year. They have to suck. The Saints have to be so bad that they end up with a number one overall pick and the opportunity to select Arch Manning. Come on now. If you're the Saints, you have to bring it full circle. If I'm Mickey Loomis, if I'm Gail Benson, if I'm the Benson family, if I'm George Benson, I don't care who you are. If you're the Saints, you got to tank this year. You have to go from Arch E to Arch. You have to. Ain't nothing good coming out of Kamara. Nothing good coming out of Derek Carr. Hick, you think the Saints got anything? I think they should just blow the whole thing up.
I am with you 1,000,000%. That is a team going nowhere. They are in cap hell. Like you said, they got to strip it down to the studs before you have even any thought of being competitive again. They're sort of stuck in the middle. Like, I'm going to trade Derek Carr, probably have to trade Alvin Kamara, really rip it down, and then from there try to rebuild.
Look, you got a new head coach in Kellen Moore. This is going to be a mulligan year. This year is going to be garbage. This year should not count, and it won't. They should just be awful. Get what you can. Accumulate draft picks. Be bad. Be terrible. Because one bad year, two bad years, if you're bad enough and you're smart enough, and you can get Arch Manning in the building, come on, man. You got 15 good years in front of you. I'm just judging by the other Mannings. I know Peyton's neck went kind of wobbly at the end. But if you got a Manning, I think you got a good thing. And you're bringing the Manning home? If I'm the NFL, I want that story. And no, I'm not saying the NFL is rigging anything for all the conspiracy theorists out there. Where the hell did they all go after the Chiefs lost? Archie deserves to be in Louisiana. And how about this? Kellen Moore, after winning the Super Bowl, he didn't have to leave the state. This is what he had to say about the quick turnaround from winning the Super Bowl to being hired.
There's been a little bit of travel this week, which is all good. So obviously had an opportunity to be here. We'll go back for the parade tomorrow in Philadelphia and then quickly get back here and get going.
Hickey, he'll be back in New Orleans on Saturday?
If I was him, I'd go back Sunday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm sure Saturday's going to be spent nursing what happens on Friday.
Oh, okay. You think he's going to partake like that?
I would. I mean, it's a lot of hours, blood, sweat, tears. You win the ultimate prize. Celebrate. Enjoy it.
We'll see. I think Saints fans, if there's any fan base that would appreciate a good party, it'd be the Saints. I agree. Go back to New Orleans on Sunday. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. New York Jet fans are throwing a party. Aaron Rodgers, he gone.